All right, we're back. And here's the thing that happens. Bertha, I need an intelligence save from you.
Okay. Two.
Okay. I have some bad news for you. You are surrounded by enemies. I mean, surrounded by enemy. Obviously, this person that's been hitting you with a great axe is an enemy. That's not a shock to you. But there's an enemy right next to you, a gnome bard, who you're certain is going to attack you very soon. There is a dwarven cleric next to you as well. You are certain that they have it in for you. There is, you don't know quite what it is, maybe a baby dragonborn with a tail, but they're definitely, they are definitely your enemy. You are surrounded by enemies.
Okay.
Oh no.
Okay.
For the record, the spell that was just cast is called Enemies Abound. It is a fun little spell. I highly recommend it. It's great at parties. It's great on parties. And for the record, whenever the affected creature chooses another creature as a target, it must choose the target at a random from among the creatures it can see within range. So you'll be attacking randomly. All right. Frost Giant 1 is heading your way, and it comes up to Bertha, because Bertha is between the party. She's 15 feet away from everything. But now Frost Giant 1 is going to go after Bertha. That is a 19 on the die. Well, not 19 on the die. It's 19 total.
Hits.
Okay, that's 25 points of damage.
She's down again.
Down again. Damn it.
She gets back down, but she gets up again. Who was she? Hopefully. Okay, so here's how we're going to play this. Frost Giant 1 comes up, and he swings the axe like a golf club. And Bertha, the good news is, you're prone with the rest of the party now. You won't have to make the rest of that journey on your feet.
Flew through the air.
With the greatest of ease. However, because you have taken damage, you may make your intelligence save again.
I'm out. How am I making a intelligence save if I'm knocked out?
Well, the effect doesn't end just because you're unconscious. When you get back up again, spell duration.
Be honest, that's kind of stupid, but okay, whatever, I'll roll it.
Well, so as you're coming to, it's...
whatever, 14.
Yeah. What was that?
14.
You said 14? That will not be good enough. Okay, Frost Giant number 3, because Frost Giant number 2 is currently watering the lawn with his internal fluids. This guy is going to attack that guy who's been saying all those mean things to people. And that is 18.
Hits.
Okay, that's 25 points of damage.
Gorgeous.
Well, with you down and Bertha down, there aren't many people left to hit, so he's going to go for Obame. That is 14.
That's a miss.
Obame, I think you have some work.
I do.
And it happens to be your turn.
Oh. I need to cast a... level 2 spell, Cure Wounds on Bertha.
Juicy.
Seventeen points to Bertha.
Thank you.
And then I'm going to do a left 2. I'm going to do a healing word on Akari, level 2 as well.
Okay. The bad news is Akari gets healed, but Galen's still down. I'm
He's so funny.
No, seven. I'm not.
What? Two ones? Oh my god.
That's seven. Okay. Galen's awake.
7 points.
Galen's conscious, so I'm happy.
He wishes... But there's part of you that wishes you kind of weren't.
Yeah.
You have had better days.
All right, damage dealer, do damage. Please.
It is Ari's turn.
All right. So now, what is the scene below? We still have 2 frost giants, and we have 2 unconscious, well, 2 now downed allies. Is a frost giant alone at this point? He was near,
not Bertha, anymore.
But he swatted her closer to the group. I assume then he followed up.
Yeah. He used the rest of his movement to join up, but
okay.
So the party and
the frost giants are collected together.
Yes.
Okay.
Alas, your wand of fireballs is not going to be useful at this point.
Yeah, I was hoping there, but
you can still use it.
Yeah. The ballista, the other ballista. Well, the current ballista. Is there any way to reload this?
There is. You think it will take a full action to reload it, but you could reload it.
Okay. The ballista, the other one, is on the other side.
Yes. And based on what you can see with this one... You could reach it and fire it, but you don't think you'd be able to point it at anyone you want to hit without turning the blimp around.
Okay. Then instead, we will. We got two giants and we got two allies. What spell do I want to do? What spell do I want to do?
You're fairly certain that your mom would be out of the blast radius if you cast a fireball.
Yeah, but the party wouldn't be. And they're already pretty banged up. We're going to firebolt the one that attacked Bertha.
Okie doke.
All right. That is a 13 plus. Oh, I had 7. So a total of 20.
That's going to hit.
2d10. And that is 6 and 7 for 13 fire damage.
13 fire damage?
Yep. To the one that just recently swatted Bertha.
Okay. You do hear a voice in your head. You think that he's been talking to you for a while now, but you
Hello,
successfully
Satan.
You had successfully been tuning him out until now.
I've been busy.
Yeah, similar to the cries of anguish at people's wagons being destroyed. After a while, you just don't hear it anymore.
Yeah.
I used to work at a Radio Shack, and that bing 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 sound that you always hear as you entered. After a month, I thought it had stopped working because I couldn't hear it. But the voice says, "Your friends are dying. I can help you. I can save them."
Meepo and Obame are not dying.
We're going to.
You're not dead yet.
It's the scene from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom where Indy sticks his head through the hole in the wall. We are going to die, frowny face.
I'm the one that usually just hates sentient items, period. But this is the one time that I think it would be a good call.
It is never a good call to deal with an evil artifact or an evil necklace.
Has it ever steered you wrong?
It has tried to. I have refused to let it.
Oh, how do you know it tried to steer you wrong? How do you know it had the wrong idea?
Listen to it, Dr. Jones.
Not today, Satan.
In all honesty, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was the worst Jones movie. I refuse to acknowledge that crystal skulls exist.
Okay, there we go. That's the premise you wanted to add to that.
Yeah.
Because we were going to get a lot of hate from everyone.
Crystal skulls doesn't exist, and therefore that means Temple of Doom is the worst one.
So what you're saying is the only one that exists is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No. It's just that's the worst of the three. There are no four. It's just three.
Yes. Last Crusade has some good moments. He got lost in his own museum, huh? Oh, but in any case, Bertha, it's your turn. You are prone and surrounded by enemies.
She's going to disengage again. She's going to just try to move away.
Okay. Is there any particular direction you try to move in?
You've
got open field. You have a hill that you see another enemy on top of. And there is the way you came out of the hill.
Probably the way she came out. She's just freaking out. She doesn't want any part of this.
Okay, so you're going to run back into the hill.
Yep.
All right. You run into Thava. Like, you literally bump right into her.
Into who?
Thava.
She is the majordomo.
Oh, okay.
You probably have seen her at least around while you were here the few days before I got home.
She is the person that's in charge of all the servants, or at least they all fear her and answer to her. But you have used your movement to get to her, so you have an action.
She is an enemy, but you disengaged.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You disengaged. So now you don't have an action. You literally bumped right into her, and you're just looking right up at her. And she's looking down at you, and she's got... So have you ever spat something out at a picnic or something, and then only then realized that the wind was blowing towards you?
Yes.
The expression on her face says that that's what she thinks has just happened. And on that note, it's Fenix's turn. That's an 11. Nope. He's still hanging in there. Okay. It is Mom's turn. And there is another bell sound. But nothing happens from it.
My turn?
Yes, you have two possible targets.
Okay. So there's two giants. Where are they located?
Right on top of you.
Right on top.
Not literally, but figuratively.
Well, okay.
and technically, they're in human form. So that it's you're not hitting the broadside of a barn when you strike at them.
Okay. So which of the two would go next? Like, which one of those two, his turn would be extended.
Number one.
Number one. Okay. So I'm going to, I don't know, I might want to use the inspiration on this one. I don't know if it applies. I'm going to cast Friends on the one that goes later. Or no, the one that goes first. I'm going to cast Friend on him. And I'm okay, hoping...
He's the one who rolls, not you, in that case.
He's the one who rolls? Okay.
He has to save against it. Actually, okay. No, wait. I don't think there's a save for Friends.
No, Friends is just... she needs to persuade him, essentially. She, so okay. She gets advantage on charisma saving throws. Charisma check, sorry.
A charisma
but
check?
You would, okay. Yeah, you would basically... If you cast Friends, what you then have to do is convince mm-hmm. him that turning you into a paste would be a bad idea.
Okay. So, all right. So that's what I want to do. I want to convince him that we're friends.
Okay.
So do I roll or do I just
okay,
try
well,
to
in that case,
towards?
You, you will
what are
be
you gonna
rolling,
say?
But yeah, what do you say? Because you got
to
be asking
say,
to do something.
Okay. yeah, I don't want to worry. So I'm going to give him puppy dog eyes and look up. I'm going to go, Mr. Giant, you're my friend. You don't want to hurt me. You want to save me from your brother. Let's see if it works.
Okay. So that's going to be a roll, but it's not going to be a roll because of the spell.
Okay.
It is going to be a persuasion check.
Okay, a persuasion check.
And you have plus 3 in persuasion.
I have plus 3
and advantage because of the spell, because as a charisma check, persuasion.
Yes, yeah. So you roll twice and pick the higher roll.
Okay, so I roll a d20 twice?
Yes, and whatever the higher number is, tell us.
Okay, that one is a 5. And this one is a 13.
Okay, so that would be a 16 total.
Okay.
I rolled a natural 1.
Wow.
Telling you, you're channeling panics, Logan.
Apparently I am, but I was rolling to see how the Frost Giant would react to this. On that note, it is Galen's turn. You are prone, and there's a large boot next.
And have 7 hit points.
it's a human-sized large boot, but it's a large boot.
Darn those ones on healing.
Okay, the one that she didn't cast Friends on, can I use Charm Person on the other one? The one that she cast Friends on, can I Charm Person the other one?
Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Give me an insight check.
Okay.
Because you don't necessarily know that she cast Friends.
That's a 17.
Okay, you're pretty sure that she's using some kind of magic to try to dissuade the guy.
Okay.
So you're sure which target she's aiming for, so you could aim for the other one if you...
So seeing what she's doing, good call. Charm Person on the other one.
Okay.
So that's a wisdom saving throw, DC 14.
I was about to ask what my target number was. That is a 14 on the die.
Son of a...
Bugbear.
Shiitake mushrooms. Okay. I'm completely out of spell slots then. I'm done.
Okay.
Yep, that's me.
Okay, it's Thava's turn. She's looking down at a very angry dwarf.
That's redundant.
In multiple ways. In multiple ways. She lifts both of her hands up, like she's about to call down the thunder. But instead of thunder, she breathes. She uses her breath weapon.
Oh, breath. Okay.
She's dragonborn, remember.
I thought he said another word there. I thought you said she breathes.
Yes, suddenly you are surrounded by baby dragonborn. Roll versus adorableness.
Spontaneous is passion.
That, I have no idea how to react to that. Okay, and I got to figure out what your save for this is.
Most dragon breath is either dex
it's
or con,
plus...
depending on the type.
Yeah, it's... this is going to be a con save, and the saving throw is 8 plus constitution plus proficiency. So, okay, so give me a con save, Bertha.
Okay. 7.
Oh, I've got some bad news for you. You take poison to the face.
She's a dwarf. She's a dwarf.
Yeah, how are you versus poison?
I have an advantage on saving throws against poison.
Okay, so roll again.
I can roll that again, yes.
Yeah.
22.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
You are going to take half damage from this. And my cat is jumping over my Chromebook that has all the initiative stuff on it, so that's going to be fun. I rolled a 1 and a 1 and a 2. She breathes poison at you and does 2 points of damage.
She's going to get hers on the next turn.
With that said, give me an intelligence save to see if you are able to overcome the spell that you are in, because you have taken damage.
Okay. 8.
That's not going to do it.
Okay.
You still think everyone's an enemy, but right now she's the closest one to you.
Exactly. That's why I got away from everyone else, so she'd be the closest one to me.
Well, you didn't know where she was. You were just trying to get away.
You were trying to get away, and I'm lucky I bounced into her.
Well, no, but I was also trying to get away from the people near me.
Yeah. No, that's good, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a plan.
Frost Giant number one's turn. He holds out an arm in front of Frost Giant number three, blocking him, saying, "No, friend. No, not friend. No, brother. Don't step on the little one. She is a friend. What are you talking about? We were just trying to destroy her. Look at her. She's so cute."
I'm going to give him puppy dog eyes, too, just in case it works.
I will name her George.
My name is Meepo.
Shush, little one. Your name is George now. You will be my friend.
Okay.
She just goes with it.
Why not?
Frost Giant number three very visibly rolls his eyes to the point where you're not entirely sure that he's not having a seizure. He just shrugs and goes, "Fine." And then tries to strike at Obaim.
Oh, here it goes.
Obaim is not the kobold.
He is not.
I'm not.
That is a 19.
This is a hit.
25 points of damage.
That is minus one. I am out.
You are backing up. I'm assuming that was actually a microwave, but I stand by my joke.
Yeah, listen, I am. I now will be doing death save.
All right, and he's got another swing available, so he's going to swing at Galen.
I'm going to turn that swing into a.
I'm still. I've still got prone.
I've still got one. Oh, you get advantage then, don't you?
Yep, he gets advantage.
Yeah, never mind. I forgot you were prone.
Well, that first roll was a 19 on the die.
Regardless, Galen's unconscious then.
Yeah.
You are now in a Galen-shaped hole. You are pre-buried.
Pre-buried.
This might be a TPK, guys.
Yeah, once you finish your death saves, they just put a little layer of topsoil over top of you, and you're good. Okay. Obaim, it's your turn.
Hold on, I gotta do my death save.
It's your turn. Death save.
Let's see. How do I do death save?
It's just roll a d20, and if it's above 10, it's a success. If not, it's a fail.
Okay, right.
No modifiers.
Yep.
Should I be really mean and use the disadvantage jar at this point?
I roll a 10.
That is a fail.
No, that's a success.
It's over 10.
Nine and lower. Yeah, 9 and lower is the fail.
Oh, okay.
10's
you
the point
55% chance. Yeah, 55-45. That's how that works. So, yeah.
Okay. So then you have one success. Ari, it is your turn.
All right.
Let me help them. At this point, you don't see Bertha at all. You see Galen down. You see Obaim down. Galen you see down. Meepo.
Obaim down. That leaves Meepo, right?
Yes.
She's the only one left standing that I can see.
And both Frost Giants are staring right at her.
Fine. Do what you need to do.
Just try to hit one of them and let me help you.
All right. Firebolt is my best option here. It's one of the best attack spells I've got.
And historically, you crit with it a lot.
Yeah. And I'm not going to try cold damage against Frost Giants. So that's the other one. We'll roll an attack roll. That's an 18, not a crit.
Save us, Ravencroft. You're our only hope.
And that is a 5 and a 6 for 11 fire damage.
Okay.
I will pick whichever one attacked Obaim.
That would be number 2. Well, number 3, rather. Number 2 is down.
Which is the one
we don't know who he worked for.
What?
I was making an Austin Powers reference.
Oh. I missed it. Sorry.
Who does number 2 work for?
Yes.
Okay. You do 22 points of damage.
Okay. That was helpful. Perhaps Giant is not dead, but probably
and
won't.
And he appears to still be on fire.
That is okay. Let's hope that continues.
It is Bertha's turn.
All right. I'm going to spend my remaining key point and use Flurry of Blows and attack the mean lady in front of me. So we'll actually just do a roundhouse kick at her face first.
Okay.
Is she much taller than me?
She is human height.
Okay.
For all intents and purposes, she appears to be human, other than the fact that she just spit acid at... Well, not acid, poison at you. What was your roll?
14.
14. Looking at this... will hit.
Okay. 7 points of damage, and then I get... I have one more. I have my... I get my next attack on that one. So that's going to be another kick to her face. 17.
You can't.
Why?
Because when you hit her with the first 7 points of damage...
Mm-hmm.
She vanishes.
Coward.
She's a wizard.
Yeah, they're cowards.
Yeah. You'll notice at no time did Ari jump off the blimp.
All right, so she's not there. Okay.
Yeah, as soon as you did the damage, you connected. You know you did that damage.
Damn.
But as soon as you did it, she became gone.
Okay.
You don't waste a key point. You have two attacks baseline.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it,
but you can move back, but
the two giants, are now friends now.
So well, don't want to attack. They're friends really. With the kobold. They downed the rest of the party.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just making sure. Yeah. I didn't want to. All right.
And one of them is currently on fire.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then the one that's on fire, I'll use my next attack on then.
Okay. So he's less than 30 feet away. You can run out. Actually, okay. You're still under the effect of the spell. You're going to have to attack randomly when you go out there. You've got a 1 in 3 chance of hitting Meepo.
God.
You know what? Can I disengage then?
There's no one to disengage from. Yeah. If you stay right here, there are no enemies around you.
I'm just going to stay here.
Okay.
I will waste the attacks. I don't want... I'm not going to attack my own people. So.
Because there's a 1 in 5 chance that you would hit me and me or Robin.
Yep.
No, they're down.
No, but he can still hit us, and it would be two fails on the death saves.
Yep. Nope. Just going to stay here then.
Okay.
So.
Well... That's a bit metagaming, to be honest, but I'm going to allow it because I really don't want a TPK.
Well, let's just say she did the kick to the wizard and then, you know, is just pissed that she's gone. So
okay. You are sulking, as I said earlier.
Yeah, there you go.
It is Fenix's turn. Hey, that's a 19.
Yay.
Hey.
He finally...
The clock is right twice a day, right?
That was a lot more rolls than twice a day.
Yeah.
My classroom actually has a clock that is broken, but every now and then it starts moving again. So there's more than one day where it has not been right at all.
I bet.
So Fenix manages to pull himself up onto the catwalk that you are on. He's next to you now, and he's like, hey, this is not a wagon.
Load the ballista.
His action was climbing up.
Oh, okay. I'll tell him, load the ballista for his next one.
Okay. All right. There's another bell sound.
Do I know where that's coming from?
The bell tolls. It tolls for thee.
Do I know where that's coming from? Or should I say who that's coming from?
It is centered around the frost giant.
Ah, the effect is?
Yes.
Okay.
I
have a feeling I know what that is now, but I'm not 100% certain.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but yeah, same.
Yeah. Well, I want to know who's... I think I know what it is. I just want to know who's doing it.
I'm trying to find my D12.
I definitely know what it is now, because I've used it.
It's a fun little spell. It doesn't get enough use.
Yeah, well, I don't think Ari can do it, is the thing.
I'm not sure what it is, though, because it said D12.
I've used it with another class, let me see.
Okay,
but I don't know if... I don't. Oh, no, okay. No, I'm... Well, I have... No, I got it. I figured it out, but I don't know who... player knows, but I have no suspicion yet in game, so I won't say anything.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. You're not entirely sure if that bell's doing anything. The frost giant that's on fire is screaming, but it might be because he's on fire.
I like that. I'm okay with it. I subscribe to this plan. Let's keep doing it.
You find its ideas intriguing and wish to subscribe to its newsletter. Meepo, it is your turn.
Okay, so I got two frost giants.
One of them is friendly to you, and the other one is on fire.
Okay.
And regretting his life choices.
Right. Now, how long does this... Like, I know friends is supposed to last a minute, so...
You've got 9 more rounds of it.
I have 9 more rounds of it.
Yeah. We're going to hope it doesn't last that long. Or we don't have to fight that long.
Okay. Let's see. All right, so 9 more rounds where he's still going to be my friend. Is that correct?
Well, yes. Whatever you want him to do, you're going to have to persuade him to do
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the guy on fire is his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not entirely sure. because you heard one of them call the other one his brother. You're not entirely sure, since they're family, that you can convince one to hit the other one. But on the other hand, you remember your siblings. So maybe it is possible.
Well, they were hitting each other before, so...
Yeah, they were.
They're inclined.
They weren't necessarily trying to do that, but it was happening.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, since he's still under friends. This might need the point of inspiration thing. I'm not sure. I'm going to say, Mr. Frost Giant, your brother's on fire. You should totally knock him down and try to help put the fire out. You should totally tackle him before he's more on fire.
Give me...
Stop, drop, and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a persuasion check.
Persuasion check. At advantage. Okay. I have rolled an 8. Persuasion is plus 3.
Roll again, though.
So roll again. Advantage. Oh. Okay. That's
yeah,
what that means. 12. Persuasion is plus 3.
50. Okay. That, if you were saying you should hit your brother, that roll would not be high enough. But you're kind of giving good advice.
Mm-hmm.
So he does push his brother to the ground to try to put out the fire. Actually, he's moving to do that. It's not his turn yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to have to wait till his turn. Galen, it's your turn, though. How are you doing?
Death save.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, baby. 17.
All right. Frost Giant number 1 pushes his brother over and tries to smother the flames.
Okay.
Frost Giant number 3 screams a lot and pushes his brother off of him with his fist.
Get off.
And does some damage.
Help me,
well.
But that was an unarmed strike, so he doesn't push him off with a great axe. That would be a slightly different scenario. Obey me, it is your turn.
I'll do a saving. That's mm-hmm. 3.
Failure. That is 1 failed death save.
Who is near Obey right now?
Me.
Maple.
And unconscious me.
Perfect.
And a couple frost giants.
Yeah, right. I'm not worried about them.
I'm trying to keep them occupied.
It is Ari's turn.
All right. So what Ari is now going to do, I am going to pull out the healing potion that I have left in my backpack. I am then going to cast Mage Hand, and we're going to try to give that to Meepo.
All right. Meepo.
I'm going to shout down, give that to Obame.
Okay.
You see a floating healing potion.
All right. How far away is it? Can I reach it? Or can I use Mage Hand?
I can move 30 feet towards you, so I'm hoping that's close enough.
If not, can I mage hand to the mage hand and pick it up?
You'll have to hand it off, so you'll have to wait for your turn to do that.
Okay.
You are not 60 feet away, but you're over 30 feet away.
Okay, because we're going to do a mage hand off.
Yeah, the dirigible is over the stable yard.
Yeah.
And that is at the top of the hill, so. And... Bertha, is there anything you would like to do? Breathing exercises, counting to 10, going to a happy place?
How long does this stupid spell thing last in combat?
Let me check that. How long does that last? 1 minute. The good news is it will wear off before Friends wears off.
So if I try to attack, there's a chance I'll hit somebody.
If you go anywhere where there is anyone, you will perceive them as an enemy and strike out at a random target.
Then she's not going to do anything.
So far as she believes, everyone is an enemy.
All right, then she's not going to do anything.
Okay. You could try to get out of there. There's no one around you, and you're inside this chamber where you know there's a stairwell over to the side.
And a bunch of toxic waste.
The floor's a little damp, and you don't want to know what your feet are in.
Okay, then, all right, then she'll get out of there, but she's not moving anywhere towards the combat. So.
Okay. So you move further away.
Yep.
Okay. It is Fenix's turn. He spends his turn loading the ballista. It is the Vicontessa's turn. Mom's turn again. And why stop when you've got a good thing going? There's another bell sound.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that is a failed save.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, I forgot to roll some. What's the damage for Firebolt, by the way?
1d10. It's cantrip, so it bases on your level.
Yeah, but what's your damage?
Minus 2d10 at 6th. I don't think it goes up again until 11th. Yeah, it doesn't go up again until 11th level.
Okay. Oh, but that's moot anyway, because the other Frost Giant did put this guy out.
Okay.
He spent his turn doing that. Meepo, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to try to use Mage Hand to pick up the thing that Mr. Ari's trying to send me.
Okay. You've got it. You bring it back to you.
And can I give it to Mr. Obame?
You can.
Okay. Mr. Obame, this is for you.
I'm allowing this. What's that?
Yeah, it's a regular healing potion, so it's, what is it, 2d4 plus 2? Yes, 2d4 plus 2.
Okay. Technically, giving a potion to somebody is an action.
Oh, okay.
But the way I'm going to interpret this, because again, I really don't want a TPK, is it's you're using an action to move the healing potion with your mage hand. So you're right. Moving it to Obeim. And you might not be moving it as accurately. You kind of don't quite get the stopper out, so you sort of just mash the vial into his face.
Like, here you go!
Smack! But you get the job done.
Okay, good.
It's a healing potion. The only way you could hurt him with it is if you break it over his head.
However, the point of damage you do gets healed instantly.
Instantly, exactly. Okay, there. So who should we have rolled? Myself, since I own the potion, Meepo, since she's delivering it, or our victim?
let's have Meepo's the deliverer.
Okay.
Deliver unto us some healing.
Okay, how do I do that?
2d4 plus 2.
And add 2.
2d4 plus 2, and then add 2. All right, 2d4.
2d4, just add the 2.
Okay, one is a 3 and one is a 2.
5 and 2 is 7.
All right.
Okay.
Obeim, you have 7 hit points. You are prone. And you haven't felt like this since you downed half a bottle of Gear Grinder Special.
My head is killing me right now.
And there's shards of broken glass around your beard.
Sorry, I healed you too hard.
That is a Twitch clip.
There's a clip.
That's good.
I love this game so much. Galen, it's your turn.
Okay. Death saving throw. Natural 1.
That is 2 ooh. Fails.
It's 2 fails.
Okay, Frost Giant 1 gets up, and he looks kind of confused.
Brother, why did you hit me? I was trying to help you. You were on fire.
And Frost Giant number 3 also gets up and says, it's probably her fault, and points at Meepo.
I didn't do a fire.
And he goes to take a swing.
Oh no! Uh-oh.
That is a 17.
Okay, so give it out.
You take 25 points of damage.
Okay, I have 4 hit points left.
You survived.
Hmm.
No, George.
What was that?
I'm guessing second attack.
Unless the brother gets in the way, he saves George.
He can't.
Save me! Oh no!
All right, he's going to use his last portent ability then to turn Giant's second attack into a 5.
That would make it a 14.
Well, that missed Meepo. That's what matters.
What's your AC, Meepo?
14.
14.
Slatter.
Had to try it.
Meepo, you are now unconscious.
Aww.
This is a tough fight. Obeim, it's your turn.
All right, I got to see what I can do. All right, we're going to throw a Cure Wounds on Akari. Level 1, unfortunately. I don't have anything else to give you.
Well, he's got 2 failed death saves, so yeah, that's he needs to be up.
I really don't care what level you give me. Just give me something.
10 points of healing.
Thank you.
And then I'm going to use a healing word on Meepo. Meepo, 8 points of healing.
Okay.
So we're all prone now, but I'm out of slots. All
right. Cleric is out of mana.
Both the healers are out of ammo.
Ari's not out of ammo.
I'm not out of ammo either.
I said healers.
Oh, that's
well, I'm saying it's Ari because it's his turn.
Oh.
Okay. Meepo is unconscious, correct?
No, not anymore. But everyone down there is prone except for the Giants.
Bertha's up.
Yeah, I can't see her. She's inside. Or you went somewhere else.
Bertha is scaring away all of the servants. You're just storming through the halls angrily. There's mighty dwarven battle cries. Most of them are calls to ancestors and or demands for beverages. They're traditional. You personally are a teetotaler, so in some cases, instead of saying ale, yeah, you are calling out your favorite flavors of tea.
Exactly. But still saying things about the Giants' mothers. So
that was uncalled for. She was a lovely woman.
All right. I got to do the rope that Fenix was tied up in. How far does it go down?
Maybe 10 feet now that it's not wrapped around. Actually, no, it's still wrapped around Fenix's leg.
Okay.
yeah, so there's about 5 feet hanging down from his foot.
Okay. Fenix, keep firing that ballista at the giants. Can I, how far away is Meepo from where I am up above? I'm going to try to teleport down to the ground.
She's about 50 feet away.
50 feet away straight down or more or less at an angle?
It's an angle.
Okay. So what I want to do is teleport or do the Misty Step. That's a bonus action.
Okay.
I want to then move to Meepo, and I'm going to use the last healing potion that I have. That should be my move, my bonus, and my standard.
Meepo has been healed. She's conscious.
Oh, I know. Oh, right. All right, never mind. Obame healed her. Obame healed her. So they're all prone.
They're all prone because they were all unconscious last turn.
Yeah. I still want to teleport down because I got to get off of here. I'm not much help up here now that I've got the thing stabilized, or at least not going to crash or not going to fly away.
Okay.
We'll leave Fenix up here. He can harm, and hopefully he can fire the ballista better than me. I got a lucky shot. I'm not going to rely on that twice.
Okay.
So I will bonus action Misty step down to the ground, and then I will lay a firebolt again because that's the only other one I've got that's handy. Wait.
You.
Hold on. I might magic missile. What slots do I have left? Misty step is a second. Where's my slots? We gotta check how many I've got left.
There if you go. Like in the spells tab, if you just click on spell slots, it'll give you all the checkboxes.
Yeah, it was collapsed. I had to open it up. All right. Then I'm just gonna fire. I'm gonna do firebolt because I still need to save that third level slot just in case.
Okay.
So roll the one that attacked Meepo, since that's the one we are now directed our anger at.
You hit him before, so he know he's flammable.
Yeah.
Are you letting the amulet help you again?
No, not at this point. Since they're all conscious but not yet up, we'll leave that. I've got one more healing potion left, so I can now. I'm down on the ground. I'll be able to reach people easier.
Okay. And they can reach you easier too. That is the downside. Too. But you've got cloth robes. I mean that does lessen the blow. But
no, it doesn't.
A tiny, like
tiny threadbare bit.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna use firebolt. Attack roll is a 10 plus 7 for 17.
That's a hit.
All right, and our damage is 8, 16.
Okay. The amulet says this isn't working. Bertha, it's your turn. I'm assuming you're still storming the halls.
Well, has the spell worn off? Because you said it would be after friends wore off.
It takes a full minute.
How many more rounds?
Combat's going to be over. But, that's a good question. I haven't been keeping track. Let's say about five more rounds of this. You are, as you're turning around hallways, you are finding tea sets placed out in front of your path because you have been demanding tea, so they're hoping to placate you.
Yeah, she doesn't want to take a chance on hurting an innocent person, so she's just keeping herself away from it. As useless as she is, she's not gonna take that chance. So I have to wait it out until the end of the thing.
From her perspective, she's surrounded by enemies. Every person she sees is an enemy. So she's not thinking, oh, I need to protect everyone. She's thinking, they're all out to get me.
Right.
That's what the spell does.
Yeah, but so she's not going to attack anybody. She's just going to keep moving away from any person she finds.
All right. Okay. It's Fenix's turn, and
I'm hoping he has better luck with that ballista, or at least any luck with the ballista.
Let's see how well he...
He might... Although I don't know that he'd have proficiency, he might have a better shot at it than I do.
I don't think he has proficiency in siege weapons.
Yeah, nobody does. At least it's not a character trait that I'm aware of.
Oh, that's a 2 on the die.
Okay.
He doesn't crit fail, so the ballista bolt flies out and goes right over your opponent's heads and buries itself into the ground. A family of voles has had a near-death experience, but has somehow managed to escape fate. Boom! Ooh, that wasn't as nice, but that's still good. The more flammable giant goes, where is that coming from? Meepo, it's your turn.
Okay, so am I still prone?
You are still prone, yes.
Okay, and...
But you're conscious.
But I'm conscious. The frost giant that hit me, how close is he to me?
He is one arm length away because he's still holding the axe that he used to bury you into the ground.
Okay. What I want to do is reach up that arm length and cast lightning.
Yes!
There you go.
Oh, this All right. I am on board with this.
All right, so I roll. What do I roll?
You don't have to roll anything. I have to roll a save.
Okay.
So there should be a number on that spell in the description 8d6. That says. No, well, no. There should be a number there that says what the save is.
Oh, attack save. Attack save says dex 14.
Okay, so I have to roll 14 or higher on a dexterity save, this guy. Dexterity is not his strong point, by the way.
Okay.
No, it's not usually for giants.
But that's a nat 20. So he's going to save. I can like that for Fenix. But you're still going to do damage, so roll your damage.
Okay, so it is 8d6. So I'm going to read off what I roll here. Okay, I have a 1, a 2, a 4, and a 4. So that's the first group. I only have 4 of these.
It's 11.
Okay, and now I have a 4, a 5, a 5, and a 4.
18, 10 and 8, so 29 total.
Okay.
So half of that's going to be 14.
It's something.
Yep.
And that's so, my last lightning bolt.
This frost giant buried Meepo into the ground with this strike, rendering her unconscious. Suddenly, she's healed. She wakes up, puts her hand on the axe, and sends lightning through it into the frost giant.
That looks and cool.
You're not entirely sure, but you think you saw his skeleton.
Nice.
He is beyond bloodied.
Yeah.
It is Galen's turn.
Okay. I've just realized in my inventory I have a healing potion.
I've got one left.
So I'm going to drink that.
And if you're giving yourself a healing potion, it's a bonus action.
It's a bonus action, yes.
So you still have your action free to go.
Oh, nice. That's 8, so it's 10 I get. 2 4s. All right, which one looks terrible?
The one that got hit by lightning, I would say.
The one that would make a very excellent street light.
Okay.
Or a Christmas tree.
half movement to get up and stab with a rapier. And that is a 17.
That's a hit.
Nice. It's only 4 damage, but it's better than nothing.
You have severely injured his shin.
I'm okay with this.
He is slightly miffed at you.
Just slightly.
Well, he's a little more miffed at Meepo. He's beginning to think that she is the source of all of his woes and tribulations.
Well,
he's not too fond of his brother right now, either. Okay. Ooh, this is interesting. What are things that I can say out loud to make the rest of the party go, oh? Okay, so here's what's going to happen. You don't quite know what happens. You don't know what causes it, but Fenix does his best impersonation of a flightless bird.
Nice!
Only thing is, he's airborne, so it's not as nice as... And he was fine, Ari, when you left him there.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is 12 points of damage. Oh, you know what? That's interesting. So, he never had his long rest button pressed since last time. So I went to put 12 points of damage in and I saw he was already down to 32. And I was like, wait a minute. This is his first damage of this particular session. Okay. He's down to 28. And you see a cloud of dust and wagon parts come back out of the stable yard as he impacts. You think you hear a voice coming from inside going, I'm okay.
We knew you would be.
The wagon broke my fall. Okay, Meepo.
Mm-hmm.
I have some bad news for you, though. You just lit up this giant's brother. He's having a hard time believing you're his friend at this point.
Uh-oh.
Roll a persuasion check. I'm going to see if he can continue to believe you're his friend or not, but it's going to be based on your roll.
Okay, so I roll a 20, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you roll it twice because your friend spell does give you advantage.
Okay, so I have that. That's a 5. And the other one is a 13. And its persuasion is...
So that's a 16 total because you have a plus 3.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's beginning to think that maybe you are friends, but it's that kind of toxic relationship where he should probably cut you out of his life.
Oh, no.
Because you don't need friends like that, but he is a man of action, a giant of action, if you will. So this is something that requires some quiet contemplation before making a decision in the matter. However, the gnome that's stabbing his brother in the leg, he doesn't need to stop and think about that as much.
Not surprised by this.
That's a 14.
That's a hit.
25 points
of damage.
And down goes the gnome again.
Mm-hmm.
They get knocked down.
Yep. Keep getting back up.
Yeah, but that said, we have no spells to get anyone up. No,
and he realizes that Obame is conscious.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And he got
natural
hit.
20.
I love these dice, but I hate these dice.
Natural 20.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Eric, what's your maximum health?
65.
If he does 65 damage, you're dead instantly.
He does 50 points.
Ugh, I had a damn card in, up my sleeve, too, I was going to play, and I couldn't be able to do it.
I got one more.
Yeah, Frostjet number 3, it's his turn. And Meepo is alive and kicking, and Ari's alive and kicking, so he's going to divide his strikes against both of you.
Okay.
I rolled a 1 and a 20. So let's see what he does with that 1. Okay, he doesn't hit anyone with the 1. However, Ari, you've had better days.
Yep.
What's your hit point total right now?
I'm currently at 26 out of 38, so...
You are currently at 0.
Yep. I've got a healing potion on me somewhere.
Yeah, your last words are, "I have a healing potion!" Obame, it is your turn.
All right, let's do this death save.
Wait a minute, is anyone in the party conscious at this point?
Meepo and Bertha.
No. No, Meepo's down.
Not conscious?
Fennec? Oh, no, Meepo is up. Meepo is up.
Wait, I'm... Yeah.
Meepo, Bertha, and Fennec.
Yeah.
Well, Bertha's gone. Fennec is currently surrounded by wagon parts. He's created a bit of a sort of nest. He is nesting. Which is to say, there is a crater with the wagon parts spread out into a wall around him from the impact. And he's marveling at the clouds in the sky.
That's a fail for Eric.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So it is Ari's turn.
All right. Death save. That is a 3.
That's a fail. You are dimly aware of that same voice going, "Get up, get up, get up, get up."
can't really acknowledge that, can I? All right. Next.
Bertha is still stomping around. Fennec does manage to get up, and he starts heading over towards battle, but he's not there yet. It's going to take another turn for him to get there with his double move.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he landed prone, I assume. At best.
Yeah. There's still bits of wagon. Like, if he had hair, it would be, like, sticking out of his hair in various places. There's a wagon spoke that's sort of half shoved underneath one of the plates of his armor.
There you go.
He hasn't noticed. Or if he has, he kind of likes it.
He might at that.
Okay. So here's what happened. It is the Vicontessa. And she just watched her son get struck down. Mommy's mad.
Super Saiyan.
Odd that you would say that.
Yeah.
Odd that you would say that. So.
It's a shame he can't see what's happening.
Eclipse said she is over 9,000.
Okay. So apparently there's this new feature in Discord where if someone types something, it does text-to-speech. Thank you, Eclipse. You are not far from the truth. I have to look over the spell to make sure I do this properly. Fascinating. Okay, I better roll for damage. So you know that scene from Parks and Recreation where I need you to bring me all of the bacon and eggs? I know you think you heard me right, but let me re-say. All of the bacon. And well, replace bacon and eggs with D6s.
I seem recall it's D8s. Once before somewhere.
It's D8s. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I don't have enough D8s. Fascinating. Let's add this up.
What does Meepo see? Because she's in unconscious at this
point. Right. What does she see? Like, what's happening?
Meepo, you are blinded by the light.
Oh, okay.
You don't like sunlight, and this is sunlight that you're seeing.
This is bad.
Oh.
Ari knows what's...
Yeah, well, I have a feeling.
Well, actually, that's all you have because you're making death saves.
Yeah.
So there is an incredibly bright beam of light that shoots out of the Vicontessa's hand. It connects... It flies... It's 5 feet wide. 5 feet in diameter, rather. And it goes right through both of the frost giants. One of them, when this beam fades, and you still have an after image, but you can sort of still see, the one that has been lit on fire a couple times, he's still there, but only from the knees up. And the other one looks like he has the worst sunburn ever. And you just hear the Vicontessa yell, "Stay away from my son."
It's a shame he didn't see that.
I could tell him later, or maybe I can't. I didn't see that either.
Well, you see the results.
At least that was hearing based.
Yeah, I could hear the results. I could see the results. Okay, yes.
Well, Meepo, it is your turn. There's one remaining.
There's one remaining.
And he's the one that was your friend briefly.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of his brothers
are
dead.
He's my friend. All of his brothers are dead. Is he still my friend or not?
You're not entirely sure. You were thinking that it was beginning to waver. Actually, you know what? Is friendship a concentration spell?
Yep.
Oh, you were knocked unconscious.
I was. Mm-hmm.
And he knows, because when it wears off, you know if it's been cast on you or not. So no, okay. he is very much not your friend.
Okay, and it's my turn?
It is your turn.
My turn. Okay, so I'm going to do Firebolt, which is a cantrip.
Firebolt's a thing. Mm-hmm. Give me a d20 roll.
I roll a d20, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
17?
That's a hit. Give me some damage.
Okay, so it's a 2d10. So. Mm-hmm. I've got a 10 and a 4.
Very nice.
That'd be 14 points of damage.
Meepo saves the party. Not really. More
well,
like our response.
It doesn't kill him.
Okay.
Galen, it's your turn.
17. So that's a success.
Okay. And something happens. None of you see. Shouldn't have told you that. Frost Giant number one is the only Frost Giant remaining. He looks down at Meepo. He looks over the Vicontessa. He looks down at Meepo. He looks at the Vicontessa. He looks at Meepo. He's not quite sure who he hates more.
Oh, no. Wasn't me that killed your brother. Nope.
I just rolled to see who he'd attack because it's a 50-50 shot, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
He reaches into a pouch tied to his belt, and he pulls out what looks like a decent-sized rock. It's like maybe softball-sized.
Uh-oh.
And he throws it at the Vicontessa.
Oh.
Only it's not softball-sized when it gets to her.
No.
And where's her AC? Oh, that's a hit. That is 28 points of damage.
Oof.
I have two keyboards in front of me, and I need to remember which one to type in. All right, so Meepo, you're the only one at this point. Well, actually, no. Fennec can see this too, because he's on top of the hill. You can't see Fennec, but you both have line of sight to this event. Okay. A giant rock smacks into the Vicontessa, and you don't see her anymore. There was a space which she was occupying. Then the boulder was occupying it as well. And now neither of them are occupying it. It is Obeim's turn.
Another three. Another
that
fail.
That is a failed save. That's two fails?
Two fails.
Okay. Ari, get up, 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 get up.
I'm trying. All right. And that is a 12.
That's a save.
All right. Next.
Are you willing to let the amulet help you?
Can I do that while unconscious?
Well, you're conscious enough to hear this voice in your head. So okay. If you are willing, I am willing. Well, it is willing to help you if you are willing to let it.
Not at this time. I'm only one and one, so.
Okay. Bertha's still stomping around. However, Bertha, you become aware that right now you're going through the courtyard. There's a very villainous-looking gazebo. That has a chunk taken out of it. Apparently somebody attacked it earlier today.
I forgot I did that.
Yeah.
But it's not making any threatening moves to you, so you're just keeping an eye on it. You do that thing where you point at your eyes and you point at the gazebo watching you. And a shadow goes overhead. You see the blimp is increasing in its speed and moving over the mansion and past the mansion and heading away.
All that effort to keep it here. It's going.
And it is accelerating and turning. It wouldn't be moving like this on its own. Someone's at the controls.
I bet I know who.
Sava.
Yep.
Okay. So, Fennec reaches the edge of the hill, slides down, lands at the bottom, and he casts Zone of Truth. No. Like, hey, if you can all tell the truth, that's good, right? No, I am not doing that. He is going to lay on hands on Obame.
That's a good one.
He's going to give you 10 hit points. That's his move and his action.
Very good.
It is the Vicontessa's turn. I have not used this spell before, so I have to keep looking up the details. My apologies. Okay, that he makes a save. Another sunbeam of light.
Ow, ow, ow. No.
How apropos in the description.
Meepo, it's your turn.
Okay, so I still have one angry frost giant. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so...
By the way, for the record, the Vicontessa is prone. She crawled her way over to the edge of the hill to cast the spell again.
I'm going to do Firebolt again. Seem okay. To do some good. All right, so I roll a 20, right?
Yes.
Okay. One of these days I'll get this memorized. That's a 7.
But you That's... add...
But I add...
add your spellcasting modifier, which should be, I think, 6 for you.
It'll be on the spell.
Okay.
Yes, 2 hits plus 6 for you.
Plus 6. 2 hit plus 6?
Yes, and you rolled that a one? 7, you said?
Yes.
So that's a 13. That's okay. Still going to be a miss. You do have a point of inspiration. If you wish to burn that point of inspiration, you can roll again.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Okay.
What you would do is roll that die. What did it get? Okay. You would then add that to your roll.
No, no, this is different. Oh. This is not bardic inspiration.
Oh, you're using... It's not bardic inspiration. Oh, see,
this is actual reminding her. Player inspiration.
Oh, yes. Gotcha. Okay, so then she would just re-roll. Yeah,
The stuff that everyone earns and they never use.
Yeah, gonna use it. All right. That's a 10 plus 2 hit plus 6.
That's 16. Still not gonna be enough.
Really?
Oh. Wait, no, you said 10 plus 6?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
It will do. Okay. So
for some
then
reason, I thought plus 3, but we weren't talking about plus 3.
It says 2 hit points. So, okay. All right. So 2d10. That one is a 10, and that one is a 9.
Woo!
So 19 points of damage.
Yes.
The last Frosty goes up in flames. He falls to the ground, kicking and screaming, yay! And then lays still.
Yay.
How many people are around me right now? Within a 60-yard radius.
Pretty much...
60 feet, I'm sorry.
Pretty much everybody at this point, except for Bertha.
Okay, I'm going to cast... hold on. This was going to be my other one I was going to use. Channel Divinity Preserve Life. That's going to give everybody around me in a radius of 30 feet of me. That's going to give them... hold on. Any point divide those hit points among energy can restore number of the five times. Okay, so it's going to be 25 divided by how many? 3 who are down.
I'm not down.
So yeah, so it's 2 down. Give whoever is down 12 points and the other one 13.
Okay.
You're going to kill us down.
So I'll take the 12. You take the 13.
Okay.
All right. You are out of combat. You are all alive.
Yay! We survived.
And since you're out of combat, time moves a bit faster. Bertha, you suddenly realize that, you know what? You need to work on your anger management skills. Because this is embarrassing.
I have just a therapist. His name is Punk.
I'm sure Punk can steer Bertha in the right direction. Yeah. Look, it's... What you need to do is you need to vent your frustrations with physical energy. Wears yourself out, wears yourself down, then you're just too tired to be angry. So the best way to do this is kill everyone around you. Small goblin children, unless there is a half-elf ranger nearby, they're sticks in the mud. They don't let you do that. That is what we call a callback.
Good lord, those ice frost giants were hitting with great axes. Good lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good God.
Average damage is 25 apiece. Yep.
Frost giants are a very high CR.
Best to engage them from a distance, and unfortunately the fireballs could not soften them up beforehand.
Well, remember when you were reading that first guy's thoughts, he thought if you stopped, he could kill you. If you ran, he could kill you. That's because they have a ranged attack that involves throwing boulders.
Yeah.
Wow, good Lord.
It's also why I put Ballista on the airship, hoping that they might be used.
Yeah, there's no way the wizard was going to stand up there and try to fire ballista. I got one lucky shot. I counted myself as done.
All right, so stop the broadcast at this point. We will worry about the aftermath in the next session.
Are listening to Words of Jen, where I read to you one piece of my writing in each and every episode. Bookofjen.net.